Okay. Purpose and Abhuti, verse 136. At the Shuddhambhavetvastu yad vai vacham agocharam drashtavyam mridkatenaiva drishtantena punah punaha eta shuddham bhavet vastu yat vai vacham agocharam drashtavyam mrit gatena eva drishtantena punah punaha. Remember, from 135 on, it's really the teaching methodology done by Vyatireka Ajyalopapavada. At the Shuddham now, okay, Shuddham Bhavet Vastu. The Vastu, Vastu is Brahman, right? The Vastu, which is Brahman. Vastu, remember, Vastu in terms of Vyavahara, just empirical reality, it means a thing. But upon analysis, there is no thing in the creation. The only thing is Brahman. Okay? So, Brahman, the pure Brahman, the pure Vastu, Shuddham Vastu, okay? Bhavet. The Vastu, that Vastu, which is Shuddham, which is pure, yad which, that pure vastu, which vai indeed, yad vai, which indeed is vacham agocharam. Which is agocharam means it's not within the realm of words, can't be reached by words. Like something that's gocharam means words can reach it, it's in the vicinity of words.
Indescribable?
No, agocharam means it's out of the range of words. Just like what is gocharam to my sense organs or to my eyes or any name and form that can be objectified, that's gocharam to the sense organs. But if something doesn't have a form to the eyes, it's agocharam, right? So here, to all words, because the words means the immediate meaning of the words, the vachyarta, the immediate meaning of the words, cannot contain Brahman. Because words take place within duality. So the pure vastu, which is that pure vastu, which is vacham agocharam, which is so out of the range agocharam of words, vacham, genitive plural. Drashtavyam is to be seen, punah punaha, again and again. See at the end, drashtavyam. Potential parts of drashtavyam is to be seen punah punah again and again. By means the drishtantena, by means of the illustration, by the drishtanta, mridgatena eva, clay pot, by the clay pot drishtanta. Okay? In other words, from the previous verse, we're looking at karya karana. Cause effect, right? From the previous verse, where we say, if you look at the previous verse, karye karanata ayata karane nahi karyata karyata. Okay, the previous verse, that state of being the karana, the cause, that ayata, that inheres karye. In the effect. But karane, in the cause, karyata, the effect does not adhere. Okay? So, using the clay pot drishtanta, you can see what this means. Right? The cause inheres in the pot, but the pot doesn't inhere in the clay. Right? So if you're thinking of a pot, a clay pot, you can't but see the clay in the clay pot, right? So the clay is there in the pot. But if you're thinking of clay, you're not necessarily thinking of pot at all. Clay doesn't bring up the vritti pot. But pot, in terms of clay pots, pot will definitely bring up the clay. Okay? So the clay inheres is the very being of the pot, but the pot doesn't inhere in the clay. It's not the being of the clay. It's irrelevant, in effect, to the clay. So when this is understood in the second line, kadanatvam, the state of being the cause, tattaha, therefore, gacchet, goes, will go. The kadanatvam, the state of being the cause, tattaha, therefore, gacchet, will go, karya abhave, in the absence of the effect. Right, so we don't think of, we only think of the cause-effect relationship when we have the effect there, right, in terms of material cause, because the effect has nothing to do with the material cause, right? So the material cause is no longer a material cause, unless you're talking about it in relation to the effect. Okay, so that's what's being said here. So in fact, clay is not the cause of the pot. Nothing has happened to clay. It hasn't done anything to become the pot. Clay remains as clay. Mm-hmm. So similarly, in this universe, we say this universe is the effect and Brahman is the cause. But from the standpoint of Brahman, the effect completely drops off and therefore the cause drops off. Mm-hmm. Right? Brahman is only a cause if we're looking at the effect. But from Brahman's standpoint itself, it's not the cause. Okay? So here, it says, this drashtavyam, this is to be seen. When they say mridgateneva, by the clay pot example, which is the drishtanta. So you have to be able to understand this through the clay pot example, which is the drishtanta, which is the illustration of this. And that's why, I mean, the clay pot is one of these bread and butter examples, right? We use it all of the time because it's so easy to see what they're talking about here in terms of this karya karana. The karya karana becomes satyam mitya. There is no karya karana. The karya karana, we start out with that, cause-effect, but we end up with satyam mitya, where what is the effect is really just mitya, because there is nothing there but the cause. Like with the clay pot, that ends up as satyam mitya. There's really only clay there. The pot is totally dependent on the clay for its being. Okay.
So how is cause-effect different from satyam mitya?
It isn't. Oh. It isn't, because when we're talking about the material cause, where the material cause doesn't undergo any change to become the effect,
Right. Then
this cause-effect relationship resolves into satyam mitya, because in fact, from the standpoint of the cause, there is no effect. And you can see that in terms of clay pot. Clay hasn't done anything to become the pot. It just remains as clay. So from its standpoint, Okay. The kadanatvam, the state of being the cause, disappears. You can only talk about the state of being a cause from the standpoint of the effect. But from the standpoint of a cause,
Yeah. The
effectness goes away and just becomes mitya, because it has no separate being apart from the...
So the truth of the cause is always there.
The truth of the cause is always there, which resolves the whole idea of it becoming a cause, because the cause doesn't go through a change to become the effect. That's why we say that, but there's something else, the vivarta upadana karanam. Because every drishtanta has a limitation, because actually, even though the clay remains clay to become the pot, it still changes its shape, because clay isn't one without a second. Right, so clay changes its shape into becoming a pot, and then changes its shape into becoming a plate. But still, nevertheless, clay stays as clay. But here, because Brahman is infinite, non-dual and infinite, there is no where for it to change. What is infinite and non-dual can't change into anything. Because there's no place where it is not, and it has no parts. So Brahman can't change to become, it has no parts and it's infinite, it can't change to become the creation. So we say it is the upadana karanam, the material cause, which is vivarta, which doesn't go through a change to become the effect. So that's why we use clay pot on the one hand and rope snake on the other. We hold these together, juxtaposed. Clay pot is so powerful to show that there's nothing here but Brahman. This is one infinite pot. There's nothing here but clay, nothing here but Brahman. Rope snake shows the vivarta aspect, because in the rope snake also there's nothing really there but rope. But it shows the maya. Mm-hmm. The snake is the maya upadi. Yes. Right? And it becomes so clear that rope just simply remains as rope. Right? Rope remains as rope in spite of being the upadana karana, material cause of the snake. So the rope snake highlights the vivarta upadana karanam, the maya, the maya upadi, where the clay pot highlights the satya mitya relationship, because the pot is totally dependent on the clay for its being, right? It's the same with the rope.
Yeah, but it seems like the rope snake is almost enough by itself, doesn't it?
Yeah, but one shows so much the material cause that there is. See, with the rope snake, even though, in a sense, that's closer to reality, the reality of the situation, it doesn't highlight, in my mind, the oneness of the of the clay in the pot, because there's as though a snake superimposed on top of it, even though there's nothing there but rope. But we can't have that little space there. Not that there really is, but still, it does show the maya, and, you know. So you need both of them in order to really understand.
It seems to show more the consequence of ignorance, the rope snake thing.
Yeah.
Whereas the other, you know, is as you say, more the sort of pervasive reality.
That's right.
Kind of like the gold chain. One is more on the side of the
all pervasive reality. That's right, and the rope snake, you can use it to show the ignorance, which we do. The guy gets so upset, he thinks he's bitten by a snake. That's to show the ajnanam and the power of ajnanam.
Right.
The other is to show the maya upadi. You know, that which, you know, is born, is sustained, and resolves into rope without touching the rope in any way.
Mm-hmm. And this verse says, though, mritkatein eva. That doesn't say mritkatein adi, right?
No, it just says...
Just to emphasize that.
It's just emphasizing that for the Sushumna.
Right.
Mm.
Can I ask a question? I'm sorry, this is just simple, but is this last line, this is to be seen by the clay pot example again and again?
Again and again.
Okay.
Because in the Bhāṣa it'll say, you know, you see it and then you walk out of the room and...
Right. The reeds close.
Yeah, the reeds close up, and so you have to bring that knowledge back again and again. It's not like you see it once, walk out, and it's all over with, because of the different vrittis and some scars that are there.
Well, when does it become natural to the mind, then?
After the pratibandhikas and the doubts are gone. Mm-hmm. Doubts are a problem, too. You know, it's like you understand, but then your mind goes, well, yeah, but what about this? Mm-hmm. That's why knowledge has to be so thorough, so that this what about this doesn't even occur anymore, because the understanding's already there. That's thoroughness of knowledge. Right? And then there's the emotional, there's a lack of vairagya, I need to be this way to be happy, you know? Mm-hmm.
So with this kariya karana sangata and prakriya, so with the prakriyas then, in a sense, they show something, but they even themselves in some way are limited?
All prakriyas are limited. Say like this. Yeah. We don't say the prakriyas are limited. Yeah. The drishtantas are limited. Mm-hmm. Every drishtanta.
But the kariya karana sangata prakriya, in a sense, you're saying from the point of view of satyam, it's not really correct.
It is correct. We start because there is a cause effect relationship.
Uh huh. Yeah.
But what is that really? Satyam mitya.
I see. Okay.
The kariya karana becomes satyam mitya.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Right, because. This is Brahman. Not it is the material cause.
Right.
But the effect has no reality apart from it. Mm-hmm. Right? And then so, in the end, the kariya karana, when it becomes satya mitya, from the standpoint of Brahman, Brahman's not the cause of anything. Mm-hmm. And so, but that's still, you're dealing with karya karana in terms of material cause of the creation and efficient cause and all that. That it's going to resolve. Right.
Did you finish this line there, Puna?
Mm-hmm. Drashtam Vyam is a potential participle, means is to be seen, is seen, should be seen. Mrit, clay, gata pot, by the clay pot, alone, or just giving emphasis, by the clay pot, which is a drishtanta. So you could just say by the clay, you're not going to say, you can say just by the clay pot, drishtanta, mm-hmm. by the clay pot illustration, but literally, it's by the clay pot, which is the illustration, because both, when they're adjectival to each other, by the clay pot illustration, mm-hmm. again and again.
Is this drishtavyam the potential participle, isn't what it's declined?
What, drishtanta?
No, drishtavyam.
Drishtavyam, this is a potential participle.
Right.
Is to be seen from vastu, the vastu.
Are potential participles declined,
yeah.
just like any, and so this is declined in the...
Like an ending adjective.
Okay.
And it's in the nominative.
Nominative. Okay.
But yeah, the vastu.
Modifying vastu.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vastu.
Therefore, the shuddham vastu, there is the shuddham vastu, which is to be seen. So that drishtavyam is going back to that. That the there is the shuddha vastu, the pure vastu, which is vacham agocharam. That is to be seen, drishtavyam. So it's going back to the vastu. That vastu is to be seen by the clay pot drishtanta again and again. It means we use these drishtantas in the understanding of that drishtanta is helpful to understanding the relationship, the satya-mitya relationship.
So you see again and again without using words by this illustration.
You can use words. That's the manana. I mean, you're thinking it through, the truth of it. You're doing
mm-hmm.
vichara.
Mm-hmm.
Or in contemplation,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Well, in contemplation, you use words a little bit as triggers to see.
That's right. Yeah.
But it's not saying that you shouldn't use words. What it's saying is that which you are contemplating upon cannot be reached by words.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It means it's by lakshana, you know.
Right.
It can be recognized because you are aparoksha. Your being is self-evident, you know. It's not like you are not experienced to yourself. You are your own self-experience. That's the nature of consciousness.
I always experience myself.
All right?
Yeah.
Let's chant that one and go into the next one. Atta-shuddham-bhavet-vastu. Yad-vai-vacham-agocharam, drashtavyam-mrit-kate-naiva, drishtantena-punah-punaha, ane-naiva-prakarena, Vritir Brahmat Mikha Pavet, Udde Tishuddha Chittanam, Vritignanam Tatav Param, Ane Naiva Prakarena, Vritir Brahmat Mikha Pavet. Vritira Brahmat Nikapavet Ude Tishuddha Chittanam Vritignanam Tatav Param
Anena
Eva Prakarena Vrittihi Brahma Atmika Bhavet Udeti Shuddha Chittanam Vritti Jnanam Tataha Param Anena Eva Prakarena. By this Anena, by this Eva indeed, prakarena. You could say, like, by this very method, by this means, by in this manner or by this method. Prakara is a means or a method, a way. You could just say in by this very method, okay, or by this in this way alone. I guess I'll just go through and tell the meaning of the words, and then we have to switch it around a little to make sense of it, according to the Bhasha. Vrittihi, the vritti, antakarana vritti, thought modification, brahmatmika, which has Brahman as its being, brahmatmika, which has Brahman as its nature. Vritti is feminine. So brahmatmika is a compound and feminine ending, nominative singular. Brahman, whose nature is the vritti, whose nature is Brahman. Whose form, the vritti takes the form of Brahman, which has the form of Brahman.
Okay.
Bhavet is. Udeti rises, it rises. Shuddha chittanam, genitive plural, for those who have a pure mind. Chitta is mind, shuddha pure, it's a bahuvahi. Those for whom, that relative, those for whom the mind is pure.
Thank you for putting that.
Shuddha chittanam, for those who have a pure mind. Vritti, jnanam. The vritti jnanam is the knowledge that takes place by vritti, antakarana vritti. So that knowledge, which is in the form of the vritti jnanam, tataha, after that. Tataha param. Param means after from that, after that. Param means will govern the ablative in this sense. So tataha param means after that, following that, subsequent to that. Okay?
Param means what?
After.
Okay.
Or subsequent to that. So tataha param governing the ablative, subsequent to that, after that, following that. There's many meanings for param.
Yes.
This is one of the meanings, okay?
Okay.
So, let's look at this. It goes like this. Anena eva prakarena, by this very method, okay? The vritti jnanam, go to the second. The vritti jnanam, for those whose mind have a pure mind, that vritti jnanam arises. Now that you have the vritti jnanam of the kadana as Brahman, okay, so the vritti is there, you have that, the knowledge arises in the mind, okay? Everybody see that part? For the one whose mind is pure, udeti means rises. What rises? The vritti jnanam. The vritti jnanam rises, then tatah param. After that, there is the vritti, vrittihi brahmatmaka bhaved. After that, is the vritti whose nature is Brahman alone. That's the total vritti vyapti, where that's the akanda akara vritti. The vritti comes in the mind, the recognition is there, and then that, you could say savikalpa samadhi in a way, the vritti occurs, and then that vritti, what is the content of it? Only Brahman. So the vritti arises, and then from the rising of the vritti, means you've recognized the karana, then what is the content of the karana? What is the content of the vritti? Is only Brahman. Okay? After the rising of the vritti, the content of the vritti is only Brahman. It means there's no karana karya. Goes away completely. All that's left there is a Brahman. And so you're doing this karya karana, and in the end, what you're left with is Brahman, not the karya.
And are there a bunch of those kind of thoughts? That only have Brahman as a content that you can use?
Well, every time you do Nitta Dhyasana, you can say Asangoham or Shantoham or Brahmasmi. All of them are going to resolve into Brahman.
Yeah.
All of the prakriyas will resolve into Brahman.
Yeah.
Here we're doing the Karya Kanama prakriya.
Oh, okay.
So you see there's a little difference in the word order here. So you have to go by this method. The vritti jnanam arises for those whose mind is pure. And then after that, or from that, you can say after, subsequent to that, there is the vritti, the vritti which has for its content Brahman, the vritti which is Brahman alone, so that karya karana has disappeared, there's only Brahman.
And what's this pure? What's that pure mean? Pure?
Shuddha, pure mind. It means your mind isn't agitated and thinking about other things.
Okay.
Okay, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Let's chant it again. Anenaiva prakarena.
Anenaiva prakarena.
Vritir brahmatmika bhavet.
Vritir brahmatmika bhavet.
Udeti shuddha chittanam.
Udeti shuddha chittanam.
Vritignanam tatah param.
Vritignanam tatah param.
Karanam vyatirekena.
Karanam vyatirekena.
Pumanadel vilokayet.
Pumanadel vilokayet.
Anvayena punastraddhi.
Anvayena punasuddhi.
Karye nitye prapashyati.
Karye nitye prapashyati.
Karanam vyatirekena puman adau vilokayet. Anvayena punaha tat dhi tat hi. Punaha tat hi. Karye nitye prapashyati. The cause, the karanam, accusative singular, vyatirekena, by vyatireka, we're going to do the end by vyatireka. Okay, so I'll tell you again end by vyatireka in a minute, so just keep vyatireka now. So the karanam, the cause, by vyatireka, puman, a person, nominative singular, adau, in the beginning, Vilokayet just means analyzes. Initially, adau, literally in the beginning, initially, pumana person, vilokayet, analyzes the cause by vyatireka, by the negation.
Potential. So should, okay.
Yeah, should analyze.
So initially a person analyzes the cause by...
Should analyze the cause by vyatireka.
Okay.
I'll go over the anvaya vyatireka in a minute.
Okay.
Then anvayena, by the anvaya, punaha again, that indeed, that cause, that brahman, karye nitye prapashyati. That brahman, one sees, the Puman sees, in the effect. Why do they have Nitya here? Should be Nitya in the effect. Always sees.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they have Nitya. Do you have a little book?
The little book.
Do you have Proksha?
Do
you have a Proksha?
Yeah. Oh, I do.
No, she's got it. Virginia's got it. It's okay.
She saw everybody moving.
Yeah, everyone was moving.
They're out of here.
We're not really moving.
I got her back to myself again.
We're not moving yet. No. Nityam. Should be Nityam.
Should be
Nityam. You're not going to have any eternal effect. You've got nitya there?
Yeah.
It means in the effect which is eternal.
Right.
Yeah, that's not going to work. It's got to be nitya. So,
can you wait? Okay. Is it okay? Can you wait?
Go look for the moth.
Where's the moth?
Yes. Okay. So, nityam prapashyati. One always sees that karanam, which is Brahman, in the effect. Okay, let's take a look at anvaya vyatireka. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the anvaya is when this is, that is.
Mm-hmm.
The vyatireka is when this is not, that is not. Right? And so when we do the anvaya vyatireka in reference to karya karanam. Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Anvayavyatireka in reference to karya karanam. When the effect is, the cause is. When the effect is not, the cause still is. Right? That's the vyatireka. When the effect is not, the cause still is. So here he's saying, you start with the vyatireka. Because what we're doing, even in the drisha viveka, the seer seen analysis, what you're always left with is, you know, you eliminate, keep eliminating the effects, and you can never eliminate the cause. So you're always left is, with, when the effect is eliminated, the cause is still there. So you start with, in your analysis of your experience in the creation, this neti neti, it's not this, it's not this, anything you can eliminate from yourself, right, is going to, that will be eliminated, but yourself will remain. That's the vyatireka. So it's the failure of the vyatireka. Here's the vyatireka working to show a real relationship, an inherent relationship. This is it. When this is, that is. When this is not, that is not. That means that there's, you can't have the one without the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what happens in this analysis is the vyatireka doesn't work. When this is, that is. When this is not, that still is. So when the effect is, the cause is. When the effect is not, the cause still is. So when we're analyzing our experience in the world, we can never get rid of the cause. We can always get rid of the effect, but what you're left with is the cause. You see that? So he says, now in the teaching methodology, we want to recognize Brahman, but the only way we can recognize Brahman is to detach it, in a sense, from the effect.
Mm.
Right? So all of these prakriyas, so many prakriyas are used for that. The drikdrisha viveka and the avastatraya sakshi, the waking, dream, deep sleep, sakshi.
She wants to go outside.
She's actually reaching for the knob. She climbed up in the door to reach for the knob.
I'll just put her up.
Yeah, and then we can go on.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Oh.
It's pretty insistent on that one. No, Tibby would be. She would have to go outside.
I think it's fun why you can go all these people without putting this on.
There comes a time when you just have to go outside.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the right thing.
She's very good about that.
She has no reason to. She's got it very good.
There you go.
She's got a very good humor. Man.
She's a good girl. Okay. Okay, so this is kind of neat. Karan, the karanam, by the vyatireka, a person in the beginning should analyze. They should analyze the cause through this anvaya vyatireka, through negation, right, of all the karyas, because the karanam will be left. Then, by the anvaya, then again, then after that, is the again means after that, right? That karya, indeed, in the effect, always, one sees. Right? Because after you're able to single out Brahman from this cause-effect, which is really only satya-mitya, once you're able to recognize Brahman in this cause-effect relationship, then you always see Brahman in the cause. You see what I mean? In the effect. You always see Brahman in the effect. You always see the cause in the effect. So, say if you say to the clay pot, by the vyatireka, you have to see the independence of the clay. To see it as the karana, you see the independence of the clay in reference to the pot. But then once you recognize the clay as the karana of the pot, then you do the anvaya. Through the anvaya, you see always the clay in the pot. So similarly, when you're able to differentiate Brahman from all of the Namarupas, then you can't see these Namarupas without seeing Brahman, without recognizing Brahman, because Brahman is the very self, the very clay of the pot, the very self of the creation.
So that understanding has to be there.
It has to be there. Once you recognize Brahman, then you open your... Say, if you recognize Brahman in reference to the anvayavyatireka between the effect, this mitya, the whole maya upadhi is the effect. Okay, so once you recognize Brahman as the cause of that, having differentiated it, right, then whatever you see here, you can't separate it from Brahman. It says separate Brahman from the effect, because the effect is something that, you know, comes and goes. But you can't separate Brahman from the effect. You can't take the effect away from Brahman. You can see Brahman by itself, but then seeing the effect, you can't see the effect without Brahman. Like you can't see the pot without seeing the clay. But you can see the clay without seeing the pot.
So it's still non-dual.
Mm-hmm. Does everybody get it?
Yeah.
It's kind of a nice verse. Karanam vyatirekena, karanam vyatirekena, pumanadau vilokayet, pumanadau vilokayet, anvayena punastaddhi, anvayena punastaddhi, karye nityam prapashyati, karye nityam prapashyati. Okay, let's stop there.
So the term in that second line being used for Brahman?
Ted is really to the Kadanam, which is Brahman.
Okay.
The Anvaya. That's the positive in that Anvaya Vyatireka, when this is, that is, it's the positive correlation.
Okay.
Where the Vyatireka is the negative.
So it's correlative.
Okay. When this is, that is, the Vyatireka is, when this is not, that is not. And so in the using the Anvaya Vyatireka analysis, the negative is not going to work because there's a separation. So for us, it's when this is, that is. When this is not, that still is. If it was this is not, that is not, then there's a relationship.
Okay.